curtain rises on the third act of The Moon's Our Home. The romance of Cherry Chester, born Sarah Brown, and Anthony Amberton, born Samuel Smith, has been one long series of arguments. But now, all arguments are over and done with. Safe in the bridal suite of the Moonsocket Hotel, they face each other as Mr. and Mrs. Sam Smith.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Any regrets?
Not yet.
Are you happy?
I think so.
I am very happy.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Except for one thing, Sarah. There's something I must tell you.
Oh, let it keep until tomorrow, please. You see, I have something to tell you, too.
Well, tell me now.
Well, even if I wanted to, I couldn't now. You're really not a shoplifter, are you?
Well, would it matter very much if I were?
Oh, not tonight. Perhaps tomorrow. Perhaps not at all ever.
Oh, my darling. Kiss me, darling.
Oh, Sam. Sam. Sam, what is it?
Holy smokes, that perfume again. You got that perfume on your neck.
Well, what's the matter with it?
I can't stand it. I'm getting sick.
Well, it's a cherry blossom.
I know it is. Now open the windows, will you? Open them quick.
For heaven's sakes, are you crazy? It's named after Cherry Chester.
I know. Why don't you do something? Don't stand there like a petrified forest. Well, open the window. Can't you see I'm sick?
Well, do you expect me to freeze to death just because you've got a complex or something?
No, I should have told you. But that perfume, I never thought, you know, all this time you've never used it, Sarah. Watch this. You would change your clothes. You would take a bath or something. So.
Oh, I understand now. You've got memories, haven't you? That perfume brings them back.
Yes, but...
Oh, you admit it.
No.
Don't deny it. I can see it in your face.
I'm sick. That's what you see in my face.
Oh, a wedding night, and you're thinking of someone else. Someone, I hate you.
Sarah, I'm going to pass out.
Go on, pass out.
Oh,
throw
no,
it all over the place.
Oh, Sarah,
you
wait.
Can't fool me.
Oh,
you,
please,
you
don't,
stop
leave,
it.
Don't leave me here.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. Did you sleep well, sir?
I don't remember. Where's my wife?
Your wife? Why, she's gone, sir.
Gone where?
To New York, sir. She left last night.
Well, where in New York?
She didn't say. I didn't think it was my place to ask. I never interfered.
Oh, when's the next train out of here?
The next train? Oh, why, there isn't any.
What?
No, sir. There was a snow slide early this morning. The track's blocked.
All right, well, charter me a plane.
I'm sorry, sir. We haven't any airport.
Well, get me something. Get me a dog sled or anything. I've got to get to New York.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Holbrook.
I didn't expect you back for a week yet. Have a nice trip?
Had a rotten trip.
Oh. How did you like The Simpsons?
Didn't like anybody.
Well, how was the weather?
The weather was foul.
What's the matter, Anthony? Upset stomach?
Now, listen, Holbrook. You've got to help me. Where can I find a girl in this town?
A girl? Why, my wife has a very nice friend.
Oh, no. I don't mean I want to meet a woman. I mean I've met one, the woman, but she's disappeared, vanished, gone.
Oh, well, if you know her name, why don't you try the telephone book?
Well, there are 116 Sarah Browns in the telephone book, all ages, colors, nationalities. I've talked to every one of them. I've searched the city directory. I've been to the Bureau of Missing Persons. I've done everything.
Well, what does she look like?
What does she look like? What does she look like? She's the sweetest, most wonderful, most beautiful girl in the world, Holbrook. She's... Well, now, we've got to find her, Holbrook. If you ever expect me to write another line, you've got to help me find Sarah Brown.
Well, I'll certainly try, but if you've done everything...
What's that yelling about?
Huh? Oh, nothing very important. They found Cherry Chester. She's come back.
Cherry Chester. She's the one I've got to blame for this whole thing, you know. A woman I've never seen has wrecked my whole life.
Here's what Warner Wilson says in Broadway Lowdown. Although Miss Chester refuses to explain her whereabouts for the past few days, your correspondent has it on good authority that there is a certain guide in the Maine woods could shed some light on...
Boy, stop it. I don't want to know about it.
Just as you like. The other paper says you're in the sanitarium with the DPs.
Well, I feel like I was. Boise, why do the papers want to hurt me? Why are people so unkind? I've done nothing, at least nothing that concerns them.
You're a public figure, and as such, your life is not your own.
Oh, I've made an awful fizzle of things, haven't I? Things that I always do. I just wanted to get away to be myself. I didn't expect to get myself in a jam. And what a jam I'm in, you'll never know.
I haven't bothered you with any questions. No, won't either. Oh,
thank you, darling. Boise, do you believe in fables?
Fables? I used to.
Well, fables always have a happy ending, don't they?
Always, darling.
Good morning, Sarah. I want to speak to you.
I thought you would, Granny.
Boise, you may leave.
Yes, ma'am.
Sarah, everything is arranged. I've already talked to Horace, and the newspaper men are waiting.
Waiting for what?
For the announcement of your engagement to Horace.
Engagement? But Granny...
My dear, I've gone into the situation quite thoroughly. The immediate announcement of your engagement to Horace is the only step we can take to silence this scandalous gossip.
But, Granny, it's impossible. Why, Granny, suppose I were to tell you that I was already married.
I'd say it was your way of evading an issue.
But I am.
Huh? Who to?
Why, to Sam Smith, that's who.
All right. Who is he? Where did he come from? What did he do?
Well, I don't... Granny, you've got to believe me.
I'll believe you. Produce him. Where is he?
I don't know. That is, I'm not exactly sure where he is. I'm trying to find him.
Sarah Brown, if you must lie, do it more convincingly. Now, come on, let's see the reporters and get this thing over with.
Granny, please.
Are you coming with me, or shall I see them alone?
All right, but when I marry Horace and they come and arrest me for bigamy, don't say I didn't warn you.
Fiddlestick!
Hello, Holbrook. Holbrook, this is Anthony. Find out anything? Oh, well, if they can't locate him, nobody can. Look, Holbrook, I've got to get out of this town. I can't stand it. Get me passage on the first tramp that's sailing. Where? I don't anywhere. Just call me back, will you? I'm at the club. Have them page me in the lobby.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, Horace.
Why, Sam. I mean Anthony. It's stupid of me. I never can remember your pen name.
Oh, that's all right, Horace. How have you been?
Oh, fine. Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
Congratulate you? What for?
Oh, don't tell me you haven't heard, but the newspapers have been full of it.
Well, I haven't read a paper in weeks.
Oh. Well, I'm going to be married.
Married? Oh, well, that's great.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Are you sick?
No. Just dying. So
you look awful. See, I've got it. But you need a little relaxation. You're coming to my New Year's party tomorrow night.
No, thanks. I don't think I can make it.
Oh, I won't take no for an answer. You've got to meet my fiancée. You'll be crazy about her. And she may like you. Of course you're coming. Where's the old college spirit? Little conviviality is just what you need.
Well, Horace, maybe you're right. That's exactly what I need. A seat on the merry-go-round.
Of course I knew it. Meet me at the Club Continental at 10 o'clock.
Club Continental at 10 o'clock.
What was that drink you ordered, sir?
A Stamboul slide car.
I think that's got me.
You mean to say you've never heard of a Stamboul slide car?
No, sir.
I don't know what kind of a place is it. Where's everybody been for the last 10 years?
Well, I come from Milwaukee myself.
Yeah, well, never mind. Just mix me something strong.
Make mine double. I need it.
Sarah.
Sam, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Sarah Brown.
Sarah Smith. I'm the lady you married, remember?
Oh, yeah. But you look different.
Darling, why didn't you try to find me?
Well, I did. Did you want to be found?
Oh, what do you think?
Well, I think the world's quite sane and we're completely mad. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Well, there's a terrace outside.
Come on, quick.
Oh, darling, why didn't you tell me? I never would have run away from you.
Well, I tried to tell you. I was too sick. Anyway, you wouldn't listen.
I thought it was the memory of some woman you couldn't forget.
On this earth, there's only one woman, and it's you.
Oh, darling, missed you so.
I was going to drink myself into my grave.
You couldn't, sweetie. You'd have gotten sick.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Tell me, though, you've changed. What's it all about? Your clothes and everything. Where are my freckles? What's happened to Sarah Brown?
Well, Sammy, there's something we've got to talk over. Something important.
Well, of course, darling. Anytime you want.
Where did she go?
I don't know. She went toward the bar, then I lost
her. Well, find her. Find her.
I'm looking. I wonder if Anthony's around. I did want Sherry and Anthony to meet.
All right. I married Sarah Brown, and now I discover I also married Sherry Chester. So what?
Now I married Sammy Smith, and I find out that I've also accepted Anthony Emberton. So what?
Sweetheart, we're bigamists. And I love you desperately.
Oh, Anthony. I mean, Sam.
We did have fun, didn't we?
Loads.
And we'll have lots more.
Lots.
with this inane career of yours, without that to worry you, why, think how happy we'll be.
What?
I said we'll travel the world's highways, we'll explore every hidden byway, we'll do crazy, ridiculous things, we'll live on the moon.
But, Sammy, I'm not retiring from the screen.
Oh, yes, of course you are. That's all settled.
Well, are you giving up writing and exploring?
Oh, no. No, certainly not.
Oh, I see. The woman's place is in the home. Hallelujah.
That's quite true.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, she certainly has no place on a movie screen, making faces for a living. You don't call that acting, do you?
Well, I hope you don't cherish any illusions as to your ability as a writer.
Oh, so you've read my books.
I tried one. I couldn't finish it.
I don't believe it. Which one?
The one where you slide down the 6 pyramids.
There are 9 pyramids.
6?
9.
So I'm not only a bad actress, but a liar.
Now, I never realized how utterly disagreeable you can be.
I never realized you were so righteous and smug.
I just merely said that you were a disagreeable, worthless little brat.
You're a conceited, ill-tempered, impossible beast, and I detest you.
Now you listen to me.
Take your hands off me.
I'll show you.
Oh, just let me get my shoes and I'll show you.
All right, stand up here. Go on, stand up.
Have you ever been hit on the head with a high heel?
No, and I won't.
That's what you think.
Ooh. Come on, give me that slipper.
Take it.
Now, come on, give me that, will you?
Let me go, you big ape.
Come on, stop kicking here. Stop. Look out. Look out.
Oh, knock me down, will you?
All right, now give me that slipper.
Hello there. Sarah, dear, I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, Horace.
Is something wrong here?
No, nothing at all.
Oh, Sarah, this is Anthony Amberton, my old friend. Anthony, my fiancé.
Charmed.
Just a minute. Did you say fiancé?
Why, yes, of course.
Oh, I see. Well, I really owe you an apology, Miss Chester. You're not only a great actress, but a cheat. For a divorce, I suggest Reno.
Oh, help me up, Horace.
Oh, Sarah, this is awful. What did he mean about a divorce?
Nothing. Nothing important. Well, where's my shoe?
I think he had it in his hand. Should I go after
him? No, let him go. Horace, you're sane, quiet, and soothing, aren't you?
Well, I'm conservative, yes.
Yes, and that's what I want from now on.
Oh, it's 12 o'clock, Sarah.
Well, Happy New Year, Horace.
Happy New Year.
12 o'clock and Cinderella's lost her slipper.
I thought I made that clear. I'm looking for Sarah Brown, or Cherry Chester, or whatever she happens to be calling herself today.
She's not here.
She isn't? Well, I'll look for her myself.
Get out of this house. Get out, or I'll have you arrested.
No, I won't. Don't think you're frightening me. I've heard all about you, you antediluvian tyrant.
Woo!
Yeah, you don't impress me. I don't see anything so terrifying about you.
But what do you want?
What do I want? Do you see this slipper? I want the foot that goes in it. Do you see this marriage certificate? It's a claim check on a girl. A girl about 5'2", red hair, green eyes, face covered with freckles. She's willful, spoiled, has a terrible disposition.
My granddaughter.
My wife.
Your wife? Oh, so you're Sam Smith.
Yeah. Don't hold that against me.
You're very masterful, aren't you? That's just what Sarah needs.
Look, I don't know what she needs, but I need Sarah. Now, where is she?
Thanks to your bad temper and, well, my stupidity, your wife is catching the 11 o'clock train for Reno, where in due time she expects to marry Horace Van Steeden.
Well, wait a minute. I've got to stop her.
How?
Well, I don't know, but
Wait. I have some influence in this town. Boise, get me the police department.
Hurry, Sarah.
I'm hurrying, Horace.
There he is, officer. Stop. There he is. Stop.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Thought you'd sneak out of town, eh? Here he is, officer.
Come along, you.
Hello, wait, what have I done?
No, none of that. Come on, Benny.
Benny?
Boston, Benny. We know you. Escaped from Altoona a year ago.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I've never been in... What'd you say?
Altoona.
In Altoona in my life, have I, Sarah?
What's the use? They've got you dead to rights this time, Benny.
Sarah!
Come along, Benny.
Hello, wait, this is a horrible mistake. You can't...
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sammy.
Darling, let's talk things over.
Yes.
So ends Act Three of The Moon's Our Home. In just a moment, Mr. DeMille and our stars will be back for their curtain call. And now, let me remind you that this is our very last offer of the Lux Flakes Gone with the Wind brooch, the one designed from the exquisite pin worn in the movie Gone with the Wind. You'd better send your order in immediately, or it may be too late for you to own one of these stunning jewelry pieces.
And they really are stunning. So many of my friends have remarked about mine, especially about how rich and expensive looking it is. But, well, the thing I like best is how lovely it looks on many different outfits, from a tailored suit to an evening dress. I think my Gone with the Wind brooch is one of the nicest presents I ever gave myself. And it certainly is the biggest bargain.
Sally is right. This brooch does make a beautiful present for yourself or to give to your friends. And yet it costs so little. It's entirely different from the Scarlett O'Hara brooch we offered last fall. Even lovelier. It's round and big, almost 2 inches in diameter, with an antique-style gold finish and a lovely cluster of simulated turquoise and pearls in the center. The kind of jewelry piece that every woman loves. Because it's not only beautiful in itself, it's fashion right. Now here's how to get this wonderful bargain. Listen carefully, please, because this is the last time we are making this offer. First, buy a big box of Lux Flakes. You'll need this to take care of all nice washables, stockings, underthings, sweaters, and dresses. Next, tear off the opening tab at the top corner of the Lux box and mail it with your name and address and 15 cents in coin, no stamps, please, to Lux, Box 1, New York City. Lux, Box 1, New York City. With your brooch, you'll get an illustrated order blank for matching jewelry pieces. Ring, pendant, bracelet, and earrings. All amazing bargains. But don't delay. Now remember, send the opening tab from a big box of Lux Flakes, 15 cents in coin, and your name and address to Lux, Box 1, New York City. This offer is good only in the United States. Now, here's Mr. DeMille with our stars.
Once more, the spotlight turns to Carol Lombard and Jimmy Stewart as they come back to this microphone.
Thank you, Mr. DeMille. You know, the thing I like about this Lux Radio Theater is the way everything runs so perfectly. There's never a miss anywhere.
Say, you're not going to play the accordion now, are you, Jimmy?
Oh, no. I didn't bring it tonight. I should have been applause there. Now, this is no place for my accordion. Why, even the boys and girls that collect autographs at the door won't take just anything. For instance, there was that girl who stopped me on the way in tonight.
You surely didn't disappoint her, Jimmy.
Oh, no, I signed, and then I asked her what she was going to do with it, and she said, well, if I can get Carol Lombard when the show's over, why, I know where I can trade both of you for Clark Gable.
I'll have to speak to her. She can't make a bad bargain like that.
Oh, now, be polite, Carol. I might have to take back my autograph.
But seriously, Mr. DeMille, I have enjoyed very much coming back to Lux Radio Theater. Well, in the past few months, I think you've really taken on a new assignment here. All entertainment is at premium now, and anything that lifts us out of the everyday routine for an hour or so is what we need at a time like this. America must be strong, and we must keep it free by making it stronger still. While we're all working toward that end, to the limit of our strength, we need the emotional outlet that a theater like this provides.
Let me show you a little of our mail sometime, Carol, and you'll understand why we think of this as a national theater.
Oh, what's going on in it next week, Mr. DeMille?
Plenty of action, Jimmy. Our play is Johnny Apollo. And our stars are Dorothy Lamora, Edward Arnold, and Burgess Meredith. Johnny Apollo is the story of a father and son who lost faith in each other, and of a girl named Lucky who brought them together again. Next Monday night, you'll hear Edward Arnold as the father, Burgess Meredith as the son, and Dorothy Lamora as the girl named Lucky. The 20th Century Fox picture made a hit on the screen, and I have a distinct premonition it will do the same for us.
Well, that's a great story, Mr. DeMille, and you have a swell cast. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Our stage doormat has welcome on it for you two anytime. Good night. Our sponsors, the makers of Lux Flakes, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday night when the Lux Radio Theater presents Dorothy Lamora, Edward Arnold, and Burgess Meredith in Johnny Apollo. This is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood.
This week, the nation is celebrating Boy Scout Week, the 31st anniversary of the Boy Scout movement in America. Today, 1.5 million scouts are training for democracy as active members of this great organization. Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to join the Lux Radio Theater in saluting the Boy Scouts of America. James Stewart appeared tonight through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and is currently seen in this studio's production, Come Live With Me. Carol Lombard's current screen hit is Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the RKO production, which was directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Heard in tonight's play were Clara Blondick as Lucy, Verna Felton as Boysie, Hans Conried as Horace, Lou Merrill as Holbrook, Charles Seal as Justice of the Peace, Ralph Sedan as Abner, Stanley Farrar as Coachman, Gloria Blondell as Hilda, James Heagles as Hotel Clerk, Jack Carr as Porter, Celeste Rush as Miss Manning, and Noreen Gamill as Mrs. Simpson. The brooch, offered you by the makers of Lux Flakes, was designed from one worn and gone with the wind, the Selznick International picture, produced by David O. Selznick and released by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Our music is directed by Louis Silvers, and your announcer has been Melville Ruick. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.